friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Nearly 100-year-old couple celebrating 79 years of marriage share their secret. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One Ohio couple just celebrated 79 years of marriage and are both turning 100 years old. Talk about a lot of wonderful milestones to celebrate together. Hubert and June Malicote were both born in July 1922. June was born on July 13th and Hubert was born on July 23rd. They were both raised in rural Kentucky, but did not meet each other until they moved to Ohio to find jobs. The two lovebirds met at church and started out as friends. But when their friendship turned to love, the two decided to get married and became husband and wife on June 8, 1943. Shortly after, they had to spend 2 years apart during World War II, when Hubert was serving with the Navy in Hawaii. Once Hubert returned from the war, the pair created a beautiful life together in Hamilton, Ohio, and had 3 children. And their legacy now includes 7 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. Hubert and June are celebrating their 100th birthdays this year with a party and church service in their backyard. And their strong faith and love have been foundational to carry them through their 79 years of marriage together. "We've never had a quarrel," Hubert said. "We've never had one quarrel. We didn't go through life without problems, but we would never do anything to hurt each other. If there's controversy, you might have to walk away for a couple minutes." And after all these years together, June and Hubert still make spending time with one another a priority. They enjoy dinner and a movie together each night and share a kiss before going to bed. What a sweet love these two share that has lasted a lifetime. God bless Hubert and June and their wonderful union. Woman Who Died on the Operating Table Says She Went to Heaven and Back. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Trisha Barker says she went to heaven and back after briefly dying on the operating table following a head-on collision. And her testimony is so inspiring. During her senior year in college, Trisha Barker was in a head-on collision. The accident crushed her spine, and doctors rushed her into emergency surgery. As if that's not enough trauma, she began to bleed out on the table. But during that time, Trisha Barker also experienced something incredible. She went to heaven and back. And now she's sharing her testimony to help show that God is real. Trisha remembers vividly seeing her body from above the emergency room before flying to the stars, where she then came face to face with God. "It was almost like I was up in the corner of the room, and I had this knowing of my spirit form as the mirror image of my body, but it was composed of light," she explained in this emotional and candid interview. She remembers, "I was looking down at the surgeon's table and I remember thinking, there is so much blood. Why is there so much blood?" The next moment, she saw angels. They came to rescue her and tell her she was safe in God's hands, as they healed her body, including the surgeon's hands, who were working frantically to save her. While her body was being repaired, she remembered being in heaven. While she was there, she got to meet her grandpa again, who died in his 70s. But she said he was glowing with light. She then met God, who told her she was going back to earth, and she had a very special purpose. "You can't imagine that love. It's so intense, and we don't feel anything like it. We feel glimpses of it here," she said. "I felt as if everything that was dead was now alive. My grandfather showed up and he looked beautiful. He had died in his 70s, but in heaven, he was glowing with light." Trisha is a beautiful reminder to us all that just because we can't see God, it doesn't mean he isn't real. Her testimony is stunning proof we serve the one true living God. You don't want to miss her story. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.